Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. It's the 2nd of April, 2024. I did a brief podcast this morning about the reconquest of the lands of Christendom, the necessary reconquista, Reconquista Redux, Reconquista 2.0. The reconquest was 700 years of time in which the white and Spanish and Christian race drove out the Berber, the African, the Muslim, and the Jew. It took them 700 years, 1410 roughly to 1492. Over seven centuries, it took the Christian Spanish race to drive out the African, the Muslim, and the Jew. When they finished in 1492, everybody knows 1492 because that's when Columbus sailed the Blue or discovered the New World. But there was also the Edict of Expulsion, where they expelled the Jews from Spain. Why did they do that? Because the Jews aided and abetted the invasion of European lands, Christian lands, by the Muslim and the African. They were part and parcel of that, as they are today. Who are the biggest propagators of mass migration into the white and Christian lands? Who are the biggest propagators of advocates of mass migration into Europe, into Sweden, into the British Isles, into Germany, into North America, into Canada, into Australia, New Zealand? It's the Jews. Go look at all these mutual aid societies. Go look at all the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. Go look at who the Secretary of Homeland Security is. He's a foreign-born Jew. And all he does is more and more and more non-whites and non-Christians he can get into the United States, the happier they are, to destroy the white and Christian nature of America, of what made America great again. Biden's tossed his lot in with the Jews. He said, if I can convert to any religion, absolutely would be Jews. He said, all of his kids married Jews. Heard a little Chucky Schumer, another Jew, on the YouTube the other day. He's saying, you know how Obama got his start? It was two of the richest Jewish families in Chicago that gave Obama his start. And you read articles, I posted how Obama says, oh, I'm kind of Jewish too. Then you see little Georgie Bush out there, little Georgie Bush, wearing his little cap, little devil cap, carrying his little Talmud around. It's the damn Jews. And I mean that in a theological sense. The wrath of God has come upon them to the utmost, says St. Paul. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. Let me give you a little summary about what's going on with our white and Christian race and white and Christian lands. We have Tranny Day for Easter. Now, Joe Biden gets up and he says, well, I didn't do that. Well, then who did it? Who's running the show? It's almost a joke. They don't even hide it anymore. Barack Obama gets on Air Force One. It's in the news to shore up his presidency because it's a failure to help him win re-election. They don't even pretend that he's not calling the shots anymore. They don't even pretend that there's other people behind the throne of Biden. They don't even pretend anymore. Tranny Day for Easter? On Easter, you're going to proclaim Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, the day to recognize trannies? The legalization of homosexual marriage, which nobody voted for. Nobody voted to legalize homosexual marriage. Nobody voted for this. Nobody voted for this. It was imposed upon us by courts and legal organizations, probably run by the Jews, and their allies, teaching children to embrace sodomy. We're teaching this in our public schools. Nobody asked for this. Don't tell me we have a democracy. Do not tell me that we have a democracy where we have a say in how we're governed. Our children are being taught sodomy and taught to accept that and live by it and believe that that's just as good as anything else. This is Antichrist coming after the kids. The Ten Commandments are illegal. Why would you make the Ten Commandments illegal in schools? Ten Commandments are illegal in public schools. You can't have it anymore. Prayer in Jesus' name is illegal in public places. Talking to a chaplain, a Christian chaplain in the armed services, no, we can't pray in the name of Jesus. We can't pray in the name of Jesus. Why is that? It's an Antichrist Luciferian cult that we live in. We live in a Luciferian theocracy. You say, oh, we don't believe in Christian nationalism. We're against a Christian theocracy. You live in a Luciferian theocracy. We live in a Luciferian theocracy. There is no third ground. There is no third way. There is no neutral path. There is none. National training day for Resurrection Sunday. Mass migration of non-whites and non-Christians into white and Christian lands. This is a genocidal project advanced by the Jews. They've been doing it at least since the Reconquista. They've been doing it at least since then. They have no problem with murder. They murdered Jesus Christ. They murdered all the babies around Bethlehem when Christ was born. Murdered any baby, any male child under two, they murdered. The Jews did. By the way, they're Edomite Jews. King Herod was an Edomite. He was from Esau. And him and his ancestors and his kin converted to Talmudic Judaism. When the Talmud was an oral tradition, the traditions of the elders, it's in a Bible. The destruction of Germany in World War II, the destruction of Sweden and the British Isles by mass migration, the so-called equality of Islam and Christianity and paganism and atheism, Judaism. Oh, it's all the same. It's all the same. As long as you bow down and worship whatever king they set up. Hey, this is nothing new here. You go back and look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Say, hey, man, you can have whatever religion you want in our multicultural, multi-ethnic empire. Just bow down. Just bow down when the music plays. And they said, no, we're not going to do it. They threw them into a furnace of fire. Wake up, white man. Wake up. Wake up, Christian. Wake up, you white people that are the vestiges. You're the progeny of your Christian ancestors. Wake up. It took the Spaniards 700 years to reconquer Iberia. They called that land Andalusia. Wake up. We're in a genocide war. You want to be friends? Oh, I want to get along with the Jews. I want to, they're God's chosen. No, they're Satan's chosen people. I want to get along with everybody. Can't we just all live together in peace and harmony? Obviously not. Not when there's a genocidal program against the white and Christian races that we're going to need our white and Christian nations once again. Our white and Christian nations. It's the white race. It's the Europeans who brought the gospel of Jesus Christ literally around the world. Why do you think the Jews want to genocide the white race? The white race, Christendom, is the receptacle of Christianity in history. This is why the Jews want to eliminate the white race. They're open about it. They talk about it. Their rabbis talk about it. Their political leaders talk about it. Their scholars talk about it. There's nothing new. The Bible talks about that. The Satan opening up his mouth, spewing out the water, the nations of the world to gobble up the sons and daughters of Christendom in Book of Revelation. We're at war whether you like it or not. We're at war whether you want to be or not. Your duty is to stand to, sign up, and say, you know what, I don't care if it takes 700 years. We're going to reconquer our European and Christian lands. We're going to reconquer the lands of Christendom, including Southern Africa. You want to know your future, white man? Look at the Sidelanders in South Africa. The white race, the Boers, the English, the Germans, they beat a beautiful thing in Southern Africa. So beautiful that all the blacks wanted to move in there. The blacks moved in there and the Jews stirred up hatred towards the white race. The blacks took over. South Africa is going to hell in a handbasket. It's turning into a new Haiti. Haiti was governed by the French, all right? It was a prosperous sugar colony. Oh, but there were slaves. Oh, but it was so evil. Okay, they got rid of them. They got rid of the French. They genocided all the white people, and those they didn't murder left the island. And the Haitians have had Haiti for over 200 years now. It's a pit. It's a hole. That's the future. That's the future of South Africa. And you can read it in the newspapers today. South Africa is literally falling apart because they drove the white people out. And they still, to this day, they're trying to genocide the vestiges of the white race that colonized Southern Africa. What do you think the future of New Zealand's going to be? In Australia? And I listen to these people, these sick, twisted people say, oh, there is no white race, there is no white culture. Well, then why do you want to genocide it? Why do you want to get rid of it? I'll give you some examples of white culture. The English language, the German language, the Greek language, the language of the Holy Scriptures. The Holy Scriptures were literally written in Greek. That's an example of white culture. Greek, where the Holy Scriptures are written in Greek. Beethoven, Bach, Brahms, airplanes, sailing vessels that can cross oceans. I don't know if modern technology is a good thing or a bad thing. The great universities of Christendom, the architecture, Notre Dame, the Cathedral of Our Mother. The Cathedral of Notre Dame is white and Christian culture. Oh, there's no white culture. Whites don't have a culture. You speak the English language, English literature, Shakespeare, the music, Beethoven, Bach, Brahms, the German composers, Mozart, the Austrians. Oh, there's no white culture. There's no white credit. Go look at Michelangelo. Go look at the statues of the Renaissance. There's a genocidal program against the entire white race and the white culture, advanced by the same people that advanced the invasion of Spain in the 700s, and that's why they kicked them out in 1492. Oh, there's no white culture. English countryside is not an expression of white culture. Modern sewer systems are not an expression of white culture. Beautiful soaring cathedrals are not an expression of the white and Christian race. It is time. Listen, oh, Fritz, you're too radical. You're too radical. Yeah, if you don't get radical, the end result is going to be like the Sidelanders in South Africa. And they still, it's not enough that they kicked them out of power. Not enough that they took away the farms. Not enough that they can murder them with impunity. They want to genocide the residue of the white and Christian race in Southern Africa. And it's the same thing in Europe. And you get these Jews up there. Listen to a guy named Wesley Clark. He was an American general. This was years ago. And he says, hey, the goal is to no longer have Europe be white. You look at him and say, well, he must be white. No, he's a Jew. He's a damned by God Jew. 1 Thessalonians 2:16, the wrath of God has come upon them to the utmost. Don't raise your hands in union with them. Don't raise your hands in greetings to them. May you be accursed. Let's see, 2 John 2:11. He who raises his hand in greeting to him makes himself an enemy of God. You want to be friends with the world, James 4:4, you make yourself an enemy. You want to be friends with the Jews, you make yourself an enemy of God. James 4:4. Oh, Fritz, it's too radical. You just don't like the Jews. I don't like, what did David say? He said, Lord, I hate your enemies with a perfect hatred. I don't hate them because they hate me, and they do hate me. I don't hate them because I could care less. But I'm telling you what, I swear to God, I'm loyal to Jesus Christ. I'm loyal to my monarch. Life or death, bring it, baby. I'm loyal to my monarch, and I'm loyal to my race. Romans 9:3. I'd give my eternal salvation for my race, said Paul. Where do you think the 12 lost tribes went? Where do you think the 12 lost tribes went to Europe? Why do you think the Bible's written in a European tongue? Why do you think Paul goes to Europe? Why do you think Europe becomes Christendom? Why do you think it's because this is where the 12 lost tribes goes. The Jews are frauds. They're liars. They're identity thieves. They've even stolen the name of Israel. They've stolen it. They're Satan's children. Oh, Fritz, we're trying to build a multicultural and inclusive and society. Yeah, you're trying to build a society that's the resurrection of Babel of old. Babylon the Great. A Luciferian theocracy. We live under a Luciferian theocracy. Wake up. It's time to go to war. It's time to go to war. It's time to go to war. Fritz Berger and BloodandFaith.com.